Morning. Is that loud enough? The reading is from James 1, verses 19 to 27. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Praise be to God.
Thanks, Val. Well, there was a woman whose dishwasher was broken, and so she called a repairman. Since she had to go to work the next day, she told the repairman, "I'll leave the key under the mat. And when you've mended the dishwasher, just leave the bill on the table and I'll sort it out. Oh, and by the way, don't worry about my bulldog, Spike. He won't bother you. But whatever you do, do not, under any circumstances, talk to the parrot. I repeat, do not say anything to the parrot." Well, the repairman arrived the following day, and he sees the biggest, meanest-looking bulldog he's ever seen. But just as the woman had said, the dog just lay there mildly on the carpet, watching him go about his work. The parrot, however, just drove him nuts all the time with his yelling, his cursing, and his name-calling. And finally, the repairman just couldn't bear it any longer, and he shouted in frustration, "Shut up, you stupid, ugly bird!" To which the parrot replied, "Get him, Spike." How good are you at listening to instructions? There have been lots of books written about how to listen, some of them giving good, sound scientific reasons why men are particularly bad at listening. But James is writing to all of us here when he says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God requires or that God desires. Now, I don't think James is just giving good advice about the importance of listening and how good listening can help with our anger management. I think he's doing more than that. I think he's saying that what we must listen to is something in particular. And that something is mentioned four times around this part of his letter. In the verse that we had just before the reading, he talks about God choosing to give us birth through the word of truth. And with the baptism of Barnaby this morning, we've been celebrating his spiritual birth. He's been physically born. And baptism is about being spiritually born, born again by water and the Spirit. And James is saying that God has chosen to bring us to new birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits. That means that so special that we are meant to be a particular blessing out of everything that God has created. We are meant to be the first fruits, the foremost point of our existence, according to the Bible, is to give God glory through our lives. And then in verse 21, it talks about getting rid of all the moral filth and the evil that's so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. And then verse 22, do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. Verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror and then forgets what he looks like. So there's a word that came four times in those verses, and that's the word word. That's what we are to listen to. And the word, what is the word? Well, the Bible says the word is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. At the beginning of John's gospel, it says that the word was with God in the beginning, and the word was God. And through that word, everything that has been made was made. And the word came and dwelt among us. The incarnate God came as the Lord Jesus Christ. And John says, we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only God, come among us, full of grace and truth. It's this word that is the gospel. It's this word, which is a seed planted within us, which, when it grows and bears fruit, can heal us, save us, liberate us from all our struggles. The word's got creative power. We know how important a good word can be, how encouraging. Yet at the same time, we know that using words in anger can be destructive. James says, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that's so prevalent, and humbly accept the word that's planted in you, which can save you. James actually uses a word, Greek word, which we translate as filth. In the original Greek, the word in a medical context referred to wax in the ear. So it's like James is saying, get rid of all that gunges up your ears, all that prevents us from listening, true listening to the words. And there's so many things, aren't there, that distract us in our world today. We're constantly bombarded by noise, sounds, mobile phones, social media, television, internet, everything. There's a clamour of things competing for our attention. And James says, no, we must humbly listen to God. And the Greek phrase translated the evil which is so prevalent literally means a tangled overgrowth of vice. And these things need to be cut away if the word of God that's planted in the soil of our lives is to really take root and grow. We've got to have a teachable spirit. We mustn't be arrogant. We must learn to shut our mouths and listen to God's word. And that way we'll be able to set aside our own agendas, our own preoccupations, our own compulsions, and truly listen to God. Failure to listen in life has led many a young person to wander from the path of wisdom, sink into degradation.